The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Heyam and Beis says as follows: Tonu Rabbanan, Ketzad Bekesef. How is a person Mekadosh and Isha with Kesef? So the Braisa says, Nosan Lo Kesef Eishava Kesef. He gives her Kesef or Shava Kesef, the Omar Lo, and he says to her, Hareat Mikudeshesli, or Hareat Uresesli, or Hareat Lila Intu, Harezu Mikudeshes. The Bryce is teaching us that the Kedushe Kesef to take place, the Chosin, the husband, must do two things. He must give her Kesef, and he also must say a Nusach of Kedushin, and the Gemara in this Braisa lists three possible choices: Hareyam Kedeshesli, Hareyam Uresesli, or Hareyat Lila Intu. Now, if one learns this Braisa Kepshutai, it would seem from this Braisa that if he first gives the Kesef and then he says the Amira, so the Isha would be Mekudeshes. Because it's in that order that the Gemara lists these two parts of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. Nason lo kesef eshava kesef, the omar lo hareyat mekudeshesli, hareyat mehuresesli, hareyat lila intu. The pashtus mashmoyis of the Gemara would seems to be that even if the money is given before the Amira, the Isha would be mekudeshes. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings this halacha, the same lashon kamat as the Gemara, bekesef ketzad, nosan lo b'fnei shtayim pruta ishava pruta. He gives her in front of two edim a pruta coin or an object which is worth a pruta. The oimer lo, and he says to her, hirei at mikudeshes li bozeh. For who adinim omer lo hirei at mureses li oy hirei at li isha. So basically, in Shulchan Aruch also we find that the Mechaber brings the Nesinas HaKesef before the Amira of the Lashon of Kedushin. The Rambam, on the other hand, switches the order. The Rambam says, Ketzad Isha Miskadeshes. How is a woman Miskadeshes? In Bekesef Hu Mekadesh, if he's being Mekadesh or with Kesef, in Pachas Bipruta Kesef, Eishav Bipruta. He has to give her a minimum, the shear is a minimum of a pruta, or a shava pruta. And then the Rambam says like this, Oymar lo, he says to her, Harei at mekudeshesli, oy harei at meuresesli, oy harei at li leisha bozeh. The Rambam adds that besides for saying the words harei at mekudeshesli, as mentioned in the Gemara, but the husband is supposed to say, the chos will say bozeh, with this money, then Neistan Law. In our Nusach of Kedushin, we really say three things. We say Arei Mekudesh as Li, and which is Muzker in the Gemara. Then we say B'taba Zu, which is what the Rambam says, Bozeh. We mention what the object which is being given for Kedushin is. And then we end off with Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, which Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, apparently it's an old minhag to say Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Rashi and Tosfos bring this minhag to say Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. And also it's mentioned in the Yerushalmi. So the Rambam says, you say, Harei at Mekudeshes Li Bozeh, with this Kesef Eshav Kesef, the Nois Non Lo Bifnei Edim, and he gives it to her in front of Edim. So the Rambam, Hanegelim Yenenu, reverses the order. He first does the Amira, and then he gives her the money. Now, the emes is that the Gedolei Achronim, some of the Gedolei Achronim are mefakfik on learning the Gemara Kipchutai. I'm a fact fake on what that the Gemara which says the Nesina before the Amira, we have to be Deichel Losh in the Gemara and we have to learn as if it says Ukfar Omar Lo. The Knesset HaGdola in Siman Chav Zayin in Avin Ezer and in Ben Ishchai in Parsha Shoftim, they tain as follows. If the Chosin were to make the Nesina before the Amira, so when he gives her the money, so at that moment she is not yet Mikudeshes. So tain the Knesset HaGdola in the Ben Ishchai. So at that point, the money which he's giving to her would become like a milveh. The hainu, that although they understand that the money is being given for some future kedushin, but the pshat is that at this moment she already owns the ring, she already owns the kesef kedushin, and what's going to happen is that a few seconds later, when he says harei at mikudeshesli, and the kedushin will in fact be chal, so he gave her the money. She now owes him. She owns that money. She's not yet married him, so she owes him the money. So she owns the actual ring, and since she's not married to him yet, and the kedusha was not yet chal, so at this moment she owns the ring, and she owes the chosin back the value of the ring. When he says harei mikudeshesli, and the kedushin is now going to be chal after she got the ring, what's happening really is that at that moment, instead of Rei Mideshesli, the ring is already hers. What he is giving her is that he's being meichel to her the value of the ring which she owes him. Because he gave her the ring, she owes the ring. She owes him the value of the ring. When he said Rei Mideshesli, he's being meichel that value of the ring that she owes him back to her. So, in effect, he's not being mekadesher with the ring, because she already owns the ring. He's being mekadesher with the halva. He's being mekadesher with the mechila of the money that she owes him back. That's the taina of the Knesset HaGdola and the taina of the Ben Ishchai. And therefore, the Knesset HaGdola and Ben Ishchai say that the amira must be done before the nesina. We also find other Achrayim who also say that the Amira must be done before the Nesina. However, they bring a different reason. The Sefer HaMakne and the Chedush HaYarim both taina a different taina. They say like this: if a person gives somebody else money, so when he gives her the money, since he has not yet indicated to her that he's giving her the money l'shem Kedushin, so therefore, at that moment, be aside, she could taina that I thought you were giving me the money of Shem Atana. You come over to a person, you give him money. So pastors are giving him Atana. Even if a man goes over to a woman and gives her money, she's allowed to assume that he's giving her Atana. After she takes it, he wants to go ahead and say, you know, that money which I gave you, really that money was for Kedushin, it's too late. She took it as a matana. She didn't take it as Kedushin. And since she took it as a matana and she didn't take it as Kedushin, if he later on is going to go ahead and say to her that, oh, that money I gave you, I want it to be for Kedushin, avad the Kedushin will not be chal in such a case. The Gemara has such a case where a husband gives the woman, man gives to a woman, he gave her money, and he gave it to her l'shem pekadin, l'shem matana, and afterwards he says, I want you to become mekadesh to that money. So either she says absolutely nothing, she's not mekadesh, she doesn't owe him an answer. It was given to her under a different pretense, for a different purpose, and now she theoretically can hold on to her like it's hers. So therefore, the Hamakne and the Chedush HaYarim say, if he's first going to give her the money, and then the Amira, the Chedush will not be chal, because he's trying to undo what was already done. And since he's trying to undo what was already done, she took the money of the Shem Matana. And since she took the money of the Shem Matana, so it's too late to turn that money into Kesef Kedushin. And the Amakna says that even if it's going to happen, Teichedei Dibur is not going to help. So, the emes is that the G'dayli Achreinim ask two kashas on this Hamakna. In the Sefer Shulchan Ezer, he asks, three, two, seven, seven. that we hold l'halacha that teich de diber one can be eker a kinyan. That even if a person made a ma'is a kinyan, it says in Chayish Mishnah Kuf Tzadi Hey that b'chol kinyanim teich de diber is kediber, and therefore if teich de diber he could be eker the matana that he gave, the pekodin that he gave her, and since he could be eker the kinyan during teich de diber, we can't say that it's a fartig of matana. And now with Amira, he's trying to change the purpose with which the money was given. The teich, since it's teich de dibur, would be able to go ahead and identify the true purpose of the Nesinas Hamois. The Ksav Sefer says a different taina. The Ksav Sefer says that even if we'll be maskim to the Sefer Hamakta, that if a person goes over to a woman, stands there in the street and gives her money, and after she takes it, he says, with that money I just gave you, that avada, she could say, I took it from Matar, I took it from Pekodin, and she doesn't even owe him an answer. But when they're standing under the chuppah, and obviously we're making a chasana over here, so the whole matzav is mechiach, that he gave it to her the same kedushin. In fact, the Gemara says later on, that Me'ikra Adin, Asukim Ba'isa Inyin, will help. They shouldn't even need an Amira's Kedushin. So even though Avada, our Chosin and Kala, want to be Mekadish with the Amira and not with the Asukim Ba'isa Inyin, but Avada, Asukim Ba'isa Inyin will help to prove and show that Avada, the Kesef, was being given L'Shem Kedushin, and since the Kesef was being given L'Shem Kedushin, so therefore there is no Tzad or is no Suffolk that this money was given L'Shem Matana. And the same really is true L'Gabi the Hamaknas Chashash. It's not the Pshat that he gave it to her and he was Maknet her and all she owes him back the money, the Kedushin. It's clear that he gave the money to the Tabas, and now he's being Meichel the Tabas for Kedushin. But rather, the Pshat is that she's holding it L'Shem Kedushin. The moment the Kedushin is complete, the Kesef still belongs to the Chosin. The moment that the Kedushin is complete, so at that moment, she will take possession of the ring. Now, L'Halacha, we are Makbid, that the Chosin should say the entire Amira before he gives her the ring. And the Mesadre Kedushin are Makbid, that the Amira is completed before the ring is given. And it's brought down that Reb Shlomo Zalman, Arbach Zatzal, would hold the Chosin's hand during the Amira to make sure that he did not give the ring until he finishes the Amira, even if the Chosin's a touch nervous, and he knows that he's supposed to do the Amira, but he shouldn't get a touch impatient and put the ring on her finger before he finishes the Amira. Shlomo Zalman used to hold the Chosin's hand. I was once an Eid Kedushin, and I saw that the Rishiv was Masad the Kedushin. He held the card with the Nusach Arei Mekudeshesli right in front of the Chosin's face, in such a way that he was holding it in such a way that it would be difficult for the Chosin to see the Kala's finger. He was like blocking sort of the Kala's finger when he was holding the card in order to make sure that the Chosin would finish the Amira before he put the ring on her finger. Now, the emes is, L'chaira, even if the Chosin would put the ring on a drop too early, but L'chaira, even though our minig is to say Kedas Meishav Yisrael, and as we mentioned earlier, it's a minig kodim to say Kedas Meishav Yisrael, but L'chaira saying Kedas Meishav Yisrael is not a ma'akev in the Nusach HaKadushin. And therefore, even if the Chosin would put on the ring a touch early, Pashtus, the earliest he would put it on, would be during the Amira of Kedas Meishav Yisrael, and he's already after the Ikar Nusach, and since he's already after the Ikar Nusach, L'chaira, it would be considered as if he said the entire Nusach before he actually gave her the ring. In the Shulchan HaEzer, he brings down that if the Chosin is still holding on to the ring after the ring is on the Kala's finger, and he completes the Nusach while he is holding on to the ring, so he says that would also be good, L'kulei Alma. Because if he hands her the ring, and his hand is still on the ring, even though the ring is technically in her possession, and he's only touching it, and l'chayra in Hilchas Kinyanim, she would be able to go ahead, and that l'chayra would be a fartig kinyan mitzad the isha, because when she has the ring on her finger and he's still holding on to it with the kinyan yad, or maybe the kinyan hagba, whatever kinyan the isha has in the ring, l'chayra is not it's not stopped by the fact that the chasen's fingers are still on the ring. But a tain is that according to what would get to our chashash, which our chashash is that maybe he gave it l'shei matana, and now he's trying afterwards to turn it into kesef kedushin. L'chayra, if he's holding on to the ring as he says the amira, he's definitely clearly indicating to her that he wants her to have this ring only for kedushin purposes, and since his fingers are still on the ring, so therefore, it would be impossible to say that it was given l'shei matana, or it was given for any other purpose, because he's keeping his hand on it until he finishes the amira and he makes sure that he's giving. He makes sure that until she understands that it's there for kedushin, he is not letting go of the ring. It makes it clear that his nesina was l'shei kedushin and l'shei kedushin only, and the lashon of the chedushei arim. When the Chedushei Arim teaches up our Shulchan Aruch, which seems to say that, which brings the Nesina before the Amira, so he says, Nosan v'Omer, he says either it's Bishas Nesina, Kaidim Shabal Yadai, Dehainu, that he's handing her the ring as he says the Amira, Oy Bivas Achas Kishabal Yadai. Again, Nosan v'Omer, Bishas Nesina, Kaidim Shabal Yadai. That he Nasan Va'amar means he starts giving her the ring, and before she actually gets the ring, he finishes his amira. That's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Or else it's Bevas Achas Kishabal Yadai. So he wants to touch up the Shulchan Ezer, that Bevas Achas means that he's still holding on to the ring as he gives her the ring. And that's the Bevas Achas, and that indicates clearly that the ring is being given for Kedushin purposes only. The emes is that there is another advantage in giving the ring after the amir. And that's as follows. The Gedolei HaPoskim point out that Kedushin is not just the Maisa Kedushin is not just a Maisa Ba'alma. But rather, it's a Maisa Kinyan. And they bring from Rav Shach, they bring from Shlomo Zalman, that they would tell the Chasanim that when you give the Kala the ring, you're giving her as a Maisa Kinyan, you're being makna her the ring, she is now going to take possession of the ring. And through that, you are being Kaina, the Kala as your wife. And they would say to the Kala that she has to recognize that she is going to take ownership of the ring, and by taking ownership of the ring, with that she is becoming married to her husband, she is being makna herself, allowing the kinyan to be chal on her. And therefore, it's important for the Chazon Kala to understand that the giving of the ring is not just from the various schools which take place under the chuppah, like the Kala walking around the chuppah seven times, but rather it's an intrinsic and integral part of the Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, it's not just a simon, or basil, or bracha, etc., etc., like walking around the chasen and breaking the glass as a zeichel korban. This is the Maisa Kinyan. If he makes the Amira, and only after the Amira he gives her the ring, L'chaira, in such a case, when he says, Haran v'kudesh is libet habazu, kadas ma'ish of Yisrael, if she is paying attention, so then what happens is, it makes it more clear that the ring is the actual Maisa Kinyan and the actual Maisa Kicha. The Ben Ishchai in Parsha Shoifzim rings down the same Maramok we said before. He says, "Shetzorach lahazer akala, shetosem es libas, she should pay attention." Beis nesinas hakesef liyada v'tekavlen l'shem kedushin. That one that the Sadat Kedushin should warn the Kala, that she should understand that when she gets the money, she is being mekabel l'shem Kedushin. Ki yesh kalos shem b'shonos harbe. There are kalos who are very self-conscious. Uvishas Kedushin kemat krivim heim l'his aleph. And Vishas Kedushin, they are so nervous, they feel like they're about to faint. That sometimes she's so out of it, she doesn't hear what the chosin says. She doesn't even notice that the money is coming into her hand. And therefore, the Ben Ishchai says that one should explain to the kala, at the chosin and kala, that a maisa kinyan is taking place by the giving of the ring. It's an act of acquisition. And that l'chayra is clearer when the amira takes place before the nesina. I just wanted to be mesayim that the Tashbatz Katan brings in the Ram Rutenberg. Why is it that we start the Nusra Chedushin with a hey, with hareyat mikudesh asli? So the Ram Rutenberg said, the Masha Imer HaChosn HaRei HaMekdesh Esli with a Lehei is because we find in HaRei HaMekdesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'aris Klal Yisrael with the Torah. Torah Tziv Elonu Moshe, Chazal say, Al Tikri Yimei Rosha, Elo Me'urosa. That the Torah has Shaychus, Nesinas HaTorah has Shaychus to the Erezin. We find many Mishalim Chazal of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbein Yisrael, a husband and wife. And the Makaris in Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael with Erisin, with Nesuin, and with a Chuppah. Memela, the hay of the Harei, is Kineged the Chamisha Chum Sheteira, is a remes to the Chamisha Chum Sheteira, to Ma'irosa of Klal Yisrael, the Torah, Klal Yisrael, the Ma'irosa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also brings down that the hay is Kineged the five sugyas in halacha, which can now start after the tabas is given. Nesuin, gittin, chalitza, yibum, and miyun. So we have two pshat of why it starts with a hey. One is keneged chamish chum sheteira, and the other is keneged nesuin, gittin, chalitza, yibum, and miyun. And he brings down two other very interesting things. He says that the ksuba starts with a base because the Torah starts with a base. And the same way by Matan Torah, we find that there were Shiva Kailas, Kail Hashem al Hamayim, Kail Hashem Bahadur, there are seven Kailas. So, connected the seven Kailas, they were Mesakin, seven Brachas. And the same way that in Aseres HaDibros, HaKadosh Baruch, whose name is mentioned 14 times, in Sheva Brachas also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned 14 times. The Kemekubalim bring down that the Lashon of HaRei HaMekudesh Esli has 32 letters, which these two 32 letters are Keneged, the Lamed Beis, Nesivos HaChochma. Al Kopadim, what comes out, that LaHalacha, the Minig definitely is, that we first do the Amira, before we do the Nesina, and also many of the Minhagim that we have by a Chasana are Merumis to the Chasana of Klal Yisrael with the Rebbein Shleilam, the Neiris are Keneged Har Sinai. We find many Minhagim by a Chasana which are Keneged Matan Torah. And even in the Nusach of HaRei HaMekudesh Esli, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, there are Ramazim to Torah and to the Lamed Beis Nesivos HaChochma.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.